This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Man City, Derek, dominated for large periods at Stamford Bridge, but only ended up with a 1 point in the end. And in all honesty, even though they had a lot of possession and a lot of territorial advantage, they didn't create that many chances against Chelsea. Maybe that performance overblown slightly.
Yeah, but they were better than Chelsea. They went to Chelsea and they looked. But I fully expected them to win that game. They'll win this, but once about how bad are Hull? I mean,
that
performance against Newcastle last week, it was just a disgrace, wasn't it? And they haven't scored in, what, how many games? Four games they haven't scored. Five in the last six, they've drawn blanks. Mm. I mean, how do you have a bet on this game? I mean,
They could dish out a thumping to them, couldn't they, really?
It's the handicap. It's the handicap markers that I'd be looking at here. City minus two goals is 11-8. I mean, I can't see how that won't pay out. I really can't. Because one thing, that Newcastle game last week I was watching, Hull would be reft of anything. And they did highlight this on Match of the Day. One goal, I think it was the third goal for Newcastle, when two Hull midfielders just didn't bother tracking back. It was like what you'd see from your mates on a Sunday afternoon in the park. And it was criminal for Premier League footballers. And it just makes you think something is seriously wrong at Hull right now. And I think City will absolutely muller them. So City minus two and 11-8 for me.
Lee?
Yeah, it's an interesting game, isn't it? I mean, just to add to those Hull stats about the goals, lowest shots on target per game in the Premier League away from home as well, averaging just 2.5 shots. I know you don't get 2.5 shots, but it doesn't take too much to figure out. They had 12 away games, rubbish, isn't it? 30 shots on target in 12 away games.
They've failed to score in 11 dreadful. Of 15 in the Premier League. I mean, that is dire.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? City's recent form is, it's not great. If you look at in all matches, they haven't won a game in the last four. After that brilliant run they went on, drew with Everton away, beaten by Arsenal, lost to Middlesbrough in the cup, and then drew with Chelsea. Obviously, Chelsea's fair enough, but I think I was tempted to go with Man City in under 2.5 and just go for the 2-0 win, get the job done, but I think Aguero probably used this game, and the team will use this game to get themselves back in the groove again. So I think I can imagine if Aguero starts, and I see no reason why he won't, I think they'll win this comfortably. I'm going to have a look at Aguero's hat-trick at 11-1 here. I think it's just the sort of game where he could easily score three. Two or more is 12-5. It's a massive jump, isn't it, against a team like Hull, who, if they go two down early, could collapse. To be honest, I mean, they lost 3-0 to Newcastle. We said lost 3-0 to West Ham the week before that. They're not scoring goals, as Derek said. I mean, the handicap bet looks absolutely rock solid, by the way. I just don't want to nick it. Another way of going with it would be just to go with that man Aguero. 11-1 for the hat trick.
They made that new signing, haven't they, Hull? Damon Doy or something. Damon Doy, I don't know where he's from, somewhere in Russia, I think. But he gets a lot of bookings at Panto season.
And we are in Panto season at the minute, so maybe it's worth having a look.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.